I'm following you.
Go ahead, 8.
Roger, just to make sure the urge to get red blue filter shots of the moon has crept into this TV test, we have gotten red blue filter shots of the moon, so I need to worry about that.
Okay, I don't think that was the motivation. I think we're trying to come up with something definitive so that post-flight will have some real good data to compare with what we do on the ground for future work. We would like to have you go over and take a look at the Battery Charlie, please.
I'm on my way.
Okay, 36.8. Thank you.
Roger. Also, with respect to the TV test, I would think that we could probably get a pretty good handle on the operation just by taking red, blue, and polarized shots of the Earth. Independent of the TV, but within the same time frame, or at about the same range we had the TV the last time.
Okay, that's what the second portion of this really is asking, that we do this with a Hasselblad, and again, we're going to be using the red and blue filters so that we have a baseline.
Taking a picture of the Earth with a Hasselblad is no big deal because it does swing by here every now and then, but trying to get the TV and the Hasselblad all pointed at the Earth at the same time would really be tough.
All right, I don't think it's that time critical, but I'll ask.